and he fell asleep again and dreamed, and this was his dream. He thought that he was lying on the deck of a huge galley that was being rowed by 100 slaves. On a carpet by his side, the master of the galley was seated. He was black as ebony, and his turban was of crimson silk. Great earrings of silver dragged down the thick lobes of his ears, and in his hands he had a pair of ivory scales.